Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now on the line, we have the first mental health advocate for the San Francisco Giants. This man has an inspirational story, also a story that should be used to encourage other people to be more kind to others and actually, think about who they are, where they're from, and just try to be a decent human being. It's Drew Robinson. Drew, how are you, man?
I'm good. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. You have a unique story. It was only approximately 2 years ago, the early onset of the pandemic. You were in the San Francisco Giants organization. Dark times for many people. You attempted to take your life, obviously, and thank God you're here with us. You survived. You were able to come back and play ball even after, unfortunately, losing your eye. And now you are part of the Giants as their mental health advocate. What do you do in this role that you accepted almost a year ago?
Yeah, I've been wording myself as a bridge. We have a department for mental health and mental performance within the Giants organization. And just kind of going through, obviously, what I went through and having it be so public and, like you said, making the comeback. And then also even before my incident for playing 10 years in pro while before that, I just know what it's like to be apprehensive to ask for help, especially as a male, just in this environment of a competitive career, just not wanting to admit that I don't have it all figured out was really hard for me to accept. And then just not having the education around really like what mental health actually entails. So after kind of just committing everything to my mental health and my emotional well-being the last 2 years, and benefiting from that and being in a much more stable place, more often, I just want to use that as an example, really. So I word myself as a bridge, because if I was doing that, then there's definitely other players that are holding back a little bit and maybe it might be a little apprehensive to ask for help. So the fact that we have the resources available within the Giants organization, which is such an amazing thing, I'm just trying to help players by using my baseball experience and connecting with them through that way of knowing what it's like to go through what they're going through for 12 years, but also letting them know the benefits that can come from committing to just taking care of themselves from a mental health and emotional standpoint. So just trying to be the bridge and kind of like the starting line to help ease that transit, or just kind of just make it a much more comfortable process rather than a scary process, and let them know it doesn't need to be such a emergency type thing as much as it needs to be a preventative thing.
Sure, sure. Former big leaguer, now mental health advocate for the San Francisco Giants, Drew Robinson, is joining us. I think as a society as a whole, we've all become a little bit more cognizant to understanding mental health, no different than physical health. It's one thing to look at an injury and say, oh, you need to rest, you need to work. Well, your head, your brain, your mental well-being is no different. We've heard Ron Artest years ago proclaim the help that he's gotten. You have an athlete right now, Ben Simmons, who is talked about, not really in depth, about his own mental health. When it comes down to athletes and fans understanding mental health, there's a lot of fans who still question athletes because it's not the same as a physical injury. What would you say to fans who just kind of look at it as a potential excuse?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes my skin crawl when I hear that now. But it's also kind of funny because realistically, I was part of that stigma before my incident too. I was telling myself the same things of like, this isn't that big of a deal, but it obviously is. And just because you don't see the limp from the physical injury or from the emotional injury or the struggle that you're feeling internally from something doesn't mean that it's not serious, not severe, and it's not preventing you or holding you back in some way. So it obviously is tricky from a visual standpoint, but at the end of the day, it's not realistic for everyone to expect themselves to feel their absolute best at all times. So just kind of being able to be aware of that and understand that and try to balance that in a way that's more stable, more healthy, is really where the work comes in. And I don't know, it's just one of those things that's tough because there's never going to be an exact formula for it, but there's obviously work and there's obviously things that are in place that has shown that it benefits people. So coming from a personal experience with myself, just going, like I said, committing to taking care of these things, of taking my physical exercise serious for different reasons now, not being an athlete, but just because it does help balance chemicals that are going to affect your mood. Doing meditation, doing journaling, doing weekly therapy with a psychiatrist, and not being ashamed of that. And then also recently I did a NeuroStar TMS treatment, which is a really, really cool technology, which is something that I just think it's kind of weird that not very many people know about, but for people who are struggling with depression, to have that technology available but not really known about like I did. It's kind of interesting, it's a technology that's not a drug that helps cure depression. So it's a really remarkable thing. And, like I said, everyone just needs to find their routine or those things that help balance them, because as we all know, no matter what you're doing for a job or what you do in life, no matter what you do, there's going to be overwhelming times. So, the fact that some people think it's an excuse or think it's this or that, I think anyone can agree that they know what stress feels like. They know what fear feels like. They know what shame, guilt, all those uncomfortable feelings. They know what they feel like. They just come from completely different factors and completely different stimuli for different people. So the fact that just because someone's, I don't know, living the life in professional sports and is comfortable financially, that has nothing to do with what they're, how they process things outside of the camera, outside of their sport. They have the normal lifestyle outside of right. that, which has emotions attached to it. So thinking it just kind of makes my skin crawl.
Nah, I understand. I understand. Well, you mentioned NeuroStar, and people can look at you and your story. I know there's a whole documentary, Alive, the Drew Robinson story that was released, and people can go ahead and check that out. You mentioned NeuroStar. Where will you or where would you encourage people to get help for any issues that they might be dealing with? Of course, there's someone listening to us right now who needs help. What would you encourage them to do? Where would they go?
Yeah, I would start with just finding someone that either they trust or talking to a doctor that they can find, a provider that they can find to let these things out. Because like I said, I feel like when you hold things in so much, like I did for so long, it's really easy to justify them, even if they're very irrational, or whatever the case may be. It's easy to justify things, but once you get them off your chest, out in the open, you start to realize that it's not as scary as you might perceive it to be when you hold on to it inside and you can kind of just fixate on it. So for me, I think the first step is really just kind of voicing it. And like I said, that can be to anyone. It could be a loved one, a friend, family member, a provider, someone at work, just anybody. Like, I think the first step is voicing it and then taking the next step of like coming up with an actual plan with maybe a provider, like I said, and just really, like I said, kind of setting yourself up and giving yourself the best chance to feel your best on a more consistent basis. And like I said, I think that's where a lot of these self-help techniques that I've kind of committed to with the physical side of things, the mental side of things, emotional side of things, and then with the medical side of things, with TMS and NeuroStar, I'm trying to give myself the best chance to feel better on a consistent basis. And I know that's never going to be 100% type thing, but more consistent is the goal. And I think for someone who's listening right now, and I hate even saying the word just because that makes it sound like it's something simple. And I know it's not, because it's terrifying to be vulnerable for the first couple of times. But I know from experience now, being vulnerable and talking about these things, it weirdly gives you a sense of strength, which is, I think, the exact opposite of what anybody would expect when they talk about these things, because it's so perceived to be a weakness. Sure. when you think that you don't know what you're doing or don't have it all figured out. When really, it's a huge sign of strength, because that means you're able to admit that you have work to do, and that's only going to lead to an incredible amount of self-growth, which leads to pride, which leads to confidence, which leads to strength. So anyone listening, just take that first step, and I promise it'll lead to more strength than you can ever imagine.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Drew, for taking the time to hop on. Final question, are there any links that you would suggest, any websites?
Yeah, absolutely. There's NeuroStar.com for that TMS, that technology I described. Unfortunately, my foundation isn't fully up and running yet, but follow my socials for in the next couple of days. We're hoping by the end of this week we'll have our official landing page for our foundation, that which will focus on awareness but also access. I'm going to have co-founders. One of my co-founders is my actual psychiatrist, who has an amazing clinic in place and a pretty strong infrastructure, which will focus on providing care for people for all types. We'll even be doing a free care clinic. So unfortunately, that link isn't ready yet, but for the TMS technology with NeuroStar, their website, pretty clear cut. And like I said, that technology is pretty life-changing. And I think obviously the national ones of the suicide hotline and all those things, just having them ready or just having them in someone's knowledge, I think is important too, just because, like I said, you never know. I wasn't suicidal until I was, and then from then on, it was a very fast process. So having things be in place for, like I said, a preventative way instead of an emergency crisis way just kind of lessens the blow and makes it a little bit easier process.
Well, Drew, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on. And I think what you're doing is amazing, using your experience to help other people. First mental health advocate for the San Francisco Giants. And this is something, not necessarily this position, but these are our conversations that need to be had to help out other people who unfortunately have to suffer silently.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.